Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Boys, Happy New Year to you.
Merry New Year.
Yes, it is our New Year's Eve edition of the big show. First, I guess I should apologize for last week.
We're a little early, right?
We're a little early, but, you know, you want to get a head start
on
this.
Is there a calendar?
A calendar?
Somewhere.
There is on my computer, but...
Well, it's wrong.
Yeah, well, obviously. I had a meltdown on Christmas Eve. My computer went south on me, so I had to replace it. And
to the keys?
It did not go to the keys. I think it went lobster hunting. Or it will soon, because it might be chucked in. No, I can't throw it in the ocean.
Is that it back there I saw against the wall?
Yes, it's sitting there, as you can plainly see in the background on Facebook Live. It's sitting there next to my ukulele. Yeah, we are on Facebook Live today. You can join us, as well as, I see Jason, Al, and Jerry's in there, Dave. Happy New Year to you, folk, as well. And thanks for looking at us on Facebook Live. At least you can see myself, CJ, and Bubble Boy. And everybody did survive the audio assault last week of our Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show, which was truly unique. And I don't know if I could have ever apologized enough for it. But I will start.
No,
the...
You said sorry enough.
I did. Are you sure?
But what about the people that you're thinking about, you know, the people who don't like your show? But what about the silent masses who do?
The silent majority.
Yeah.
Remember that? We're going to say it's a silent majority.
Good morning, right? Vietnam.
Right.
What about the silent masses who do?
Yes.
Speak up. Let your voice be heard.
True, as you should.
Good ratings on iTunes helps.
It does. Feel free to.
It is appreciated. For more than just our parents.
Exactly. Sis, thanks.
Right.
Yeah, Ma, Pa, appreciate your support. But yeah, if you want to put in a good review for Scuba Radio on iTunes or whatever, if you see those things pop up every now and then, feel free to do so.
I thought it was swell.
It was awesome, man. Despite the drunken Santa singing Baby, It's Cold Outside with a tone-deaf mermaid.
That's what makes it unique. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
You know, people think it's easy to produce a two-hour radio spectacular.
And it is.
Okay. And
I mean, no, it's not. He makes it seem easy.
And sometimes, you know, we kind of go outside the box a little bit. And last week, I think we did.
There's a box?
I don't know what it is, actually.
More like a trapezoid.
It's kind of where the drunken sailor or drunken Santa lives. He lives in this box. But just let me say up front, he will not be here today.
No.
He was banished after that performance last week, maybe for an entire 12-month period.
Oh, my God. Well, pretty soon it'll be time for the Easter Bunny.
At the bare minimum, you will not hear him until at least next year.
Yeah. Being 2 days.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, but that was fun. We had a great office Christmas party on the air last week. This week is no different, with the exception of we're not planning to do any singing and have any tone-deaf singers present Christmas carols in that regard. This week it's just purely going to be drinking, because we're not diving.
Oh, is
Year's
there
Eve.
Rum left?
Very, very little. There might be a whiff or two.
I had a most of a bottle of Pussers last week, and I don't think I really put too much of a dent.
I actually hid that from the Drunken Santa, so I do believe there are some Pussers left. So we have the you know, that to look forward to.
Also, maybe next time hold auditions.
For what?
Before you let people sing and produce something for on the air.
No, that's part of the beauty. That's part of the, it's kind of like karaoke. You know, you go to a karaoke night to just hear how bad people
are. Okay, so you want the raw, unvarnished.
Exactly. We don't want, you know, look, anybody listening to this show obviously knows professionalism is not our strong suit. And
hey,
we
maybe
just
that
go
could be a resolution, though, for the new year.
What, try to be more professional?
Yeah.
Why would I want to do that?
Welcome to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving, everybody.
That's not bad. You kind of have a voice for puking pussers. I can tell this.
Sorry,
it's going to be one of those
rum Tourette's
type shows. All right, Jerry the Diver Guy's with us, as well as Walt DeMartini, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Vinny Two Tanks.
What's going on?
Is connected via the web. Guys, have you recovered from the Scuba Radio Crap Stravaganza last week?
No.
No. Jerry
is
not. My
ears still hurt.
Yeah, well.
But they're still wanting me to get a Grammy, though.
Yeah. Now, Vinny Two Tanks was not here last week, so
That's a blessing for him.
I think so. That was his Christmas gift to himself, is not to abuse his ears with such nonsense. If you do want to catch up with the rest of the class, Vinny, feel free to go back and listen to the podcast.
I just didn't get a chance to do it yet, but I will by the end of the week.
Well,
into next week.
And let me apologize.
Or you could contribute a song.
Vinny probably is a songbird, actually, knowing him. I mean, he's out there in Hollywood land, right, Vinny? Do you sing? Can you hold a tune?
Well, I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Give us some blue Christmas, our Vinny. Come on.
Yeah. If anything, we proved to the world last week is no one can hear you sing underwater.
Well, listen, there's no barrier to entry. Literally, we'll let anybody sing on this show.
Well, true, because we can go diving and get away from it, see? For the most part. Now, I will tell you, you can sing underwater. When we're on our trip to the Turks and Caicos.
Like a whale.
The Aqua Gypsy, Mermaid Brittany. Please stop it, please. I apologized enough last week. Oh boy!
Break out the spear gun. Let's eliminate these two.
Oh, it's a harpoon. That's not a spear gun.
Harpoon them then. Get it over with.
It's Moby Dick. Stab him in the vocal cords.
Stop
quick.
It.
All right. So
what's wrong with you?
Mermaid Brittany.
We love all sea life, but what you should know.
Yeah.
We love all sea life.
We do. We do. But the Aqua Gypsy was singing underwater in the Turks and Caicos because she was so happy. She literally started singing underwater, and I heard her on the night dive because she's like. So you can hear people.
Wait a minute. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
That was diving.
She was underwater singing,
okay.
And that was my, rendition of singing underwater by the Aqua Gypsy.
Okay.
But, is that when you stuff the puffer fish in your ear?
Well, no. I mean, it wasn't necessarily bad. I didn't really judge her like American Idol or anything underwater. I probably should have listened more closely for that. It was, usually you go underwater to get away from sound.
You judge each of us so closely, though. Why wouldn't you judge her?
Well, once again, I wasn't prepared to hear her sing underwater. It just kind of stood out as like, okay, she does that. All right. And, it wasn't long enough dive where I like, okay, I wish you'd stop already. You're killing me.
I bet it had something to do with how she fills out her tail.
I don't think I should go there. I don't think it would be appropriate. Jerry found that.
I'm using it.
Oh, God.
Jerry, he laughs at everything.
Is this something we need to look up?
At least we don't have Barry on here today talking about Aquaman.
He did text me, and he's going to join us possibly by hour two, and he's out seeing Aquaman as we speak.
Have you seen it, Greg?
I did.
You did?
And I will say, in defense of Barry DeBugger, Aquaman is a handsome man. He is a handsome man. He has a lot of hair. He's a hairy guy.
That concludes this year's podcast.
They're not going to have some hideous bastard play Aquaman.
Yeah, well, true. I guess that's true. Have you seen the movie? Did you see it?
No, yes. I want to maybe go see it.
Bubble Boy saw
it. He spends his vacations in Lake Titicaca.
Oh, I knew it.
You know,
16 minutes in.
I don't think that's accurate, actually. Is it? Where was he? He's by some lighthouse. Do they have a lighthouse by Lake? I don't know.
He's not playing some drunken tourist in the background, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's true. You know, they didn't call me up for Aquaman. That would have been a good cameo.
He was sweaty, not drunk.
True. That is, actually, it's a little combination.
Okay.
I was a little hungover, I guess.
To be fair.
Yeah. Sweaty Florida tourist and Sharknado 3. I could have reprised that role for Aquaman, but I did not. But you can look for me if you like, you know, in the movie. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
New Year's Eve still feels like the one night where anything is possible.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Let's raise a glass. Cheers to you, dear.
Way ahead of you.
I'm so glad.
Oblige. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. A couple days to celebrate. We started New Year's Eve a little early here on Scuba Radio Happy Hour. Hopefully you're taking advantage of it as well. We're not diving. We're just talking about it. So might as well, you know, partake in a cocktail or two. I don't know. Do you guys have any like eggnog left over from Christmas?
Or I don't drink it.
You don't drink eggnog, no?
A little thick, a little creamy.
Mm-hmm. Bubble Boy?
I don't care for eggnog either.
No. Just go straight for the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the rum.
Yes, there's that.
And or vodka.
All right, so Bubble Boy saw Aquaman. You did see it, or were you just making that up?
I was just making that up.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I know that you are a liar.
I saw Wonder Woman. I would go see Wonder Woman again before I would see Aquaman.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, I saw Aquaman, despite you know, the fact that, you know, Barry DeBugger kind of made it a little bit awkward to go, you know, say, you know, I was going to go see that movie. We started talking about how handsome of a Aquaman the actor was. He's like Samoan or something, I guess. Is that right? Or Hawaiian or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, I saw it in IMAX, and two fins up. I give it two fins up. It was much better than I expected.
I should go tomorrow then.
Yes, you should. If you're a diver, you know, you have that draw to the water, and, you know.
Now, does it look like any of it was actually filmed underwater, or is the whole deal CGI?
Pretty much whole thing, I think, was CGI. Yeah.
Not even any surface stuff? Some of the surface stuff had to at least be on location.
There was no scuba equipment at all that I could, that I recall. I don't know. Jerry, did any of the rest of the crew see Aquaman yet? Jerry, the diver guy, yes, no?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What about that, Walt? No, you didn't see it.
Nope, negative. Negative on me.
All right. Casey didn't see Aquaman. I assume Vinny didn't either.
I saw a trailer, but I didn't see the whole film.
That doesn't count. We all saw the trailers.
I offered what I knew. Sorry. Yeah,
that's right. He did. Don't kick a man.
I'm just playing, Vinny. CJ. We never get to talk to him. He wasn't here. Vinny, you haven't been here in a while, man. It's good to hear you.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to be last weekend, but I actually got tied up with a woman, so sorry.
Whoa, tied up with a woman? He just now got himself free.
Huh. Sounds like he had,
well.
Had a
What was your
ball.
Safe word?
Scuba.
Maybe. That wouldn't have been appropriate. You don't want to describe any more than that, I would assume.
But, not on the air, no.
Yeah, let's keep that off.
You should
the
have
air.
A safe word in.
But it sounds like.
Let me ask you this. Did you get a holiday discount?
Well, it involved indoor body surfing.
Oh,
you guys know what that is.
More oil!
Oh, jeez.
More oil!
I thought we covered this on last
Accept
week's show.
The board.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should know what that means.
Yeah, no. What are you kidding me?
Real believable, Greg.
Yes.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Super sincere. What? Right. I mean, no, never.
Well, here's my recommendation. Go see Aquaman if you have some spare time. It's definitely worth seeing. It's very entertaining. I saw it in IMAX, like I said, and I thought it was quite well done.
Now, did they leave it open to a sequel or some other movie?
Yeah, they give the backstory of how Aquaman came to be and all this stuff pretty good. I mean, it's a pretty good story.
Is Wonder Woman in it at all?
No, but there's plenty of underwater mermaid-type critters in it that would, you know, appeal the non-buried, the bugger type. No, I can
how
say this because he's not here
you?
Right now. But no, he did say he liked it, yeah. Yeah, but he's going to join us a little bit later on. If he doesn't listen, if he doesn't hear what we're saying now, he will potentially join us as he gets back from the theater. But anyway, so there's that. You could do that for the holiday season, or you know, as we look back on the year, you know, I figure today is one of those special type of shows where we really want to open it up to the crew here.
It's been special so far.
Yeah, well, true. To find out what were the highlights from 2018 in your mind as a diver, and what's on your diving New Year's resolution for 2019, you know? So,
sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's appropriate to reflect and kind of look around, you know, think about that on a show like today. Wouldn't you agree, CJ?
Yes.
Okay. So, Jared the Diver Guy was given this assignment before we actually went on the air. So do you have any highlights of 2018, Jerry, or would you just kind of wish it would be over with? I don't know.
Well, after last weekend, I wish it was over.
What do you mean? Because of the blood running out of your ears after the end of the show kind of thing?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So that was not a highlight.
You've got to turn your headphones down.
Yeah. There is
no, you know, I'm so blessed to be with you guys every weekend and to come out and join you all at the shows and stuff. But this year's probably the biggest highlight was taking my son to Beneath the Sea and hanging out with you guys.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun, yeah.
Margaritaville, we saw the Broadway show.
Oh, yeah.
We did, yes. It's no longer on Broadway.
We killed it.
That's right.
We killed it.
We went to Jimmy Buffett's Broadway show, and we totally killed it.
Sorry, Jim.
I think it is still touring. Tales from Margaritaville, but it's not up on Broadway.
Go see
I don't
it.
Think
would, would you say touring or running away?
No, I think it's touring. I don't know. I mean,
it's
it was
in
good.
Wyoming.
It was really good.
It was really good.
You know, all the New York snobs, I think, started just kind of, you know, they had something against it because it wasn't a true
Broadway
kind of thing.
Come on, you can't
Broadway
be a parrot head in New York.
Oh, you can. Actually, there's
well,
a
there
big.
Now, there.
Where are you going to be a parrot head in New York? They don't have a palm tree. They don't have parrots.
Well.
And they definitely don't have enough rum.
They got
pretty much everything there.
They do. There's just but the whole Broadway vibe. I think there was some
except a diveable coastline.
There was some I don't know. It didn't kind of fit in the genre. I think as much as fans of Jimmy Buffett would have liked them to be a little bit more open towards. And I think that kind of worked against them a little bit. So people were saying like, well, it's a great show, but it's not really a Broadway show. I kind of got that vibe from it, but it was very entertaining. It was a great show. I mean, and you know, Jimmy kind of has a connection to the water. I mean, just like Aquaman, all this stuff, you know, as a scuba diver, I find myself drawn to this type of stuff all the time. I mean, I just like things that much more if they have even a loose connection to scuba diving. So I agree. That was definitely a highlight. Oh, he was talking about his son, not really the...
Well,
the show.
All the above.
Yeah, no, it was fun hanging with them. That was a good time. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, New Year's Eve edition of The Big Show. Last broadcast of 2018. So we're kind of reflecting on, some highlights.
Watch the mooring
year.
Ball drop.
That's actually a great idea that we could do that. I never thought about, turning New Year's Eve into like a dive thing like that. We used to actually do the ball lift. With
that's
mermaids.
A surgical procedure, I believe.
I was there with you on that, Greg. That
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
Have you had that done?
Yeah, we did that. How many years ago was
you
that?
Had a you ball figured? Lift?
That was like 2008, I think.
Well, you guys had that. Ball lifts?
8 or 9.
We had the wiki-watchy mermaid ball lift one New Year's Eve, where a bunch of divers got into the spring and watched a mermaid take a ball or a mooring buoy, as you would like to call it, to the surface. And that was how we celebrated New Year's Eve and ushered in the new year, is with a scuba dive. That'd be very appropriate.
You could always go to Key West. See the big red shoe drop.
Is that what they have, a big red shoe in Key West? I didn't even know that.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And you can get your balls lifted.
You didn't know that? Oh, gosh, Greg.
Yeah, I never really paid attention.
What's the significance of the red shoe?
Yeah, I don't know. What is it? Jerry, do you know?
Sushi rides it.
Who?
It kicks the ball.
Sushi.
It kicks the ball. Sushi rides it. What the hell does that mean? Will you speak English?
The drag queen diva.
Oh.
Is it, and her name is Sushi?
Yep.
Okay. How Jerry knows this is.
Decided, Jerry.
Yeah, he seems to know more about this than most. And
does Sushi have an Elvis costume too, Jerry?
No.
No,
Jerry has that.
I think we should go back to the. The scuba radio ball lift. Is it what it would know? What a mooring ball lift. How? What do you think there? What could we do? Something like that? I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
The ball's supposed to drop, not lift.
Yeah, but we want to look ahead to a new year, and maybe a little nip tuck here for the new year is a good thing.
Maybe we could take a ball down with us.
So balls go down.
Drop it on the bottom.
and what goes
at midnight. I don't know.
We'll figure this out.
Hey, Barry the Bugger, I hear him. Back from watching Aquaman.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It only happens once a year, New Year's Eve.
Nothing changes on New Year's Day.
Well, maybe. It might change a little.
You've scheduled some scuba dives to plan accordingly. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Happy New Year's to you. We are celebrating accordingly here on the big show this week. I got CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Walt DeMartini, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and of course, fresh from watching Aquaman in the movie theaters, Bear the Bugger has actually joined us. So, you know, I already talked about Aquaman, what I thought. Let me hear your review there, Barry.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed
it? Drooling.
Oh, yeah, but I saw it a couple of days ago. My son came in from Austin.
Yeah, he came in from Austin, yeah.
So we went to see a movie. We went out to dinner. He went to the wedding. And we just came back from seeing Bumblebee.
Ah, so you saw a couple movies this week. So Aquaman versus Bumblebee.
Oh, Aquaman was fantastic.
Was way better. Yeah. And you don't have anything to say beyond that after all the pre-movie hype you shared with us on the show?
You enjoyed it, even though you were busting my New Year's balls over it.
Your mooring buoys. Your mooring buoys.
Yeah, it was a good movie, wasn't it?
It was a good movie. He's a handsome man, isn't he, Barry?
He worked out a lot. It helps when you have a trainer pushing you along. Yeah, I'm going to start working out in this little laboratory every day. I'm going to work out for 5 minutes.
All right. So Aquaman motivated you, is what you're saying, to get in better shape for 2019. So there's a. That's a positive thing. That's a positive review. The only thing, I didn't see any scuba diving stuff in it really at all.
The whole thing was underwater.
Well, it was, but
breathe underwater.
Well, this is true, but I'm saying even they didn't bring like the surface dwellers down underwater with them on gear or anything.
They did right at the beginning. Well, I don't want to give it away, but you know, the bad guys, the pirates, arg.
The pirates.
Spoiler alert.
Did you even see the movie?
No, I slept through it. That part of it, I guess. No, I guess, maybe there was a little. I don't know. I mean, but overall, it was good, though. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I did enjoy it. And
it was
obviously
stunning.
It is going to be a new franchise, and there'll be more Aquaman movies for sure. I mean, it's doing great business from what I saw. So
$550 million or something like that worldwide.
That ain't too shabby.
No,
so
it
took us a long time to get our own superhero. So just the fact that we got Aquaman out there now, you know, divers, I think, can relate to this even more so than the general public because we like the underwater world and have an Aquaman as kind of our superhero. And the fact that he is so handsome, right, Barry, really makes him super appealing.
Well, I'm going to get tattoos just like that now.
Are you? Well, see, there the truth comes out. Yeah.
But, you know, I know someone else that looks like he's dressed up like Aquaman in a gold suit with a trident.
Who? Hello. What the hell was that? What the hell's going on over there?
We dropped the
ball. Jeez.
Somebody just woke up Jerry.
I think Jerry just lost another cigar over the window.
Someone just fell over, I think. Walt, come in. Walt, are you there with us?
Hola.
Okay.
I am here.
Walt's there.
Mark yourself safe.
Exactly. Yeah, you need the new Apple Watch. When you fall down, it'll call emergency services.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah.
Help me.
And I can't reach my drink.
Oh, God, help us.
Important.
Yes. But, all right, well, everyone has an assignment other than me and Barry. We already saw Aquaman. Now you can go see it, too. And maybe make more of them, and it'll just bring more people into the underwater world, you know?
Oh, I think it will. The video, it was really nice. It really was cool. And it was enjoyable. Yeah, I think it'll bring more people into diving. They'll want to go underwater and try to breathe without the regulator.
Yeah, you know, there was...
Not recommended. Do not do... Kids, do not try that.
This was not a spoiler, but one of the things that the, you know, Atlantis people were pissed off about is that the landlubbers are destroying their oceans.
Yeah, there was a big ecology...
It was just a message there.
Movie.
Yeah.
That and was just, a big message they were sending.
Well, just like, hey, don't make us mad. We're going to come get you. So, you know, it's like, all right, well, that makes sense. I didn't find it too preachy in that regard. I thought it was fine. I thought it was good. A good message.
Every few minutes they would hit you with it.
Okay. Well, every day, Barry, there's some, you know, he's not feeling the love on that one, I think. I'm getting
that.
No, that's
not true.
You did. No, you like they,
Barry, why do you hate the ocean?
I love the ocean. The ocean's great.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to, you know, go around the room, around the crew here, and reflect on highlights from 2018. Jerry brought up Beneath the Sea, the dive show, and his son came up there for the first time and got to see a little bit, of New York City.
But I also had that chance in Vegas to hang out with your lovely wife that nobody never gets to see. Greg.
Well, that's true. And Jerry,
we get to see her.
Yeah, CJ and Bubble Boy
pretty
see
much
her almost
every week.
Yeah,
I serenaded her.
Yeah, you did, and you serenaded the world last week on the show with your little rendition of "War Is Over" or "Happy Christmas."
Up top 20 in the iTunes hit now.
Is it? Of yep. Top 20 Uh-oh. Worst songs of 2018.
We've dropped 18.
Mm. Yeah, so Jerry is a great diver. He's a dive instructor, but luckily no one can hear him sing underwater. Actually, it just sounds like this. And trust me, that's better than what we heard last week.
Well, him and the mermaid should sing a duet.
Well, the Aqua Gypsy, you're saying? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Thing is, Brittany could very possibly hold a tune. She may be the first mermaid we have that actually does have skills. Now, I haven't tested
why start
them. I don't,
now?
True. Why buck the trend? You know, it's like this whole Little Mermaid thing, the Little Mermaid movie, where they have this beautiful voice, and, you know, if they give up their voice, then they'll have legs. I think that's happened to every single one of our mermaids. I think that's the excuse, you know, because they
is
can all.
Is Brittany calling in today?
She
I
was.
You said all mermaids had special skills, Greg.
Well, they have particular elements that stand out in their
stand
you know,
out.
Well, they hunt you down.
What do you mean they hunt use, you down?
Well, if they use their particular skills to hunt you down and find you.
And raise your sharp
okay.
Teeth.
All right. There's killer yes. mermaids is what Barry is alluding to, I guess, maybe. But what I'm talking about is that the mermaids we've had on Scuba Radio so far have basically followed the trend of the Little Mermaid, and that all of them obviously have sold their soul or their voice to the Sea Witch, at least to the point of...
No talent.
Tonal quality. Like they're tone deaf. Instead of not being able to sing at all, they're allowed to sing, but they can't hear what they sound like. Because I mean, they would.
You're just digging this deeper.
Well, I'm going deep. Yeah,
just
why
go
not?
Ahead and come out and say it. No talent.
Listen,
Greg,
for next,
it's been nice knowing you, Greg. Goodbye.
For next year, why don't we have like a mermaid version of The Voice where they all compete with each other and we decide who's the best or the worst.
Well, I think really it would have to be a who is the worst, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
and
basically
some kind
the trend.
Of prize.
Some kind of prize or the winner gets covered in duct tape over their mouth or what?
Well, there's got to be some motivation really for them to participate.
There has to
I wonder
be.
How fast you can swim.
Yeah.
He's
well,
pretty fast.
I am. Faster than as long as you only got to be faster than your dive buddy.
I'm always like, damn it, I got to catch up to him.
And I'm like, no, you're going before I do. That's the way I look at it. Nice shirt, by the way.
You don't want to follow me.
CJ's wearing a pretty cool hammerhead shirt today. It says it's a silhouette of a hammerhead, and under it says nailed it. You can see this on Facebook Live today.
Stand up and model that, CJ.
He doesn't even have to stand up.
See it.
Because if you stand up, then you're going to see he's not wearing any pants.
I'm wearing pants.
What? Who gave you that, by the way?
Gary, you can see
Santa Claus.
The
Santa Claus gave you a nailed it shirt with a hammerhead on it. That's nice. That is nice. He knows what you love, doesn't he? He knows what you've been wishing for Christmas and fulfilled that.
I was on the nice list.
Is that a 16-ounce hammerhead or a 24-ounce?
Beg your pardon?
Yeah. What are you trying to say exactly? Barry, what about you? Since you keep talking and blurting out nonsensical comments, do you have a highlight of 2018? Like
diving with
wise?
You guys.
Well, there you go. Yeah. See, it's all coming back to us. How about that? Everybody
got to see Aquaman all sweaty.
Yeah. He can't sweat. He's always wet.
Oh, he's always...
Oh, my God.
We don't want to go there, do we?
Lucky bastard. Lucky bastard.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, I was looking for other highlights, but I guess diving with us is sometimes... Well, we caught Lofka together. That's a highlight for me, too. All right. Absolutely. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It'll be a good year.
So if you believe in you and me, wait for me on New Year's Eve.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Looks like we got Crockett, who dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. You are on the air, buddy. How are you? Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you, Greg, and the rest of the crew there.
There, I see you're in Facebook Live chatting away with your fellow Facebookers, but thanks for calling in. What's going on, man?
Oh, I just wanted to say thanks for coming up with that CDI book, Bonair.
Oh, that's right. You got the Reef Smart Guide, right?
Yeah, the Reef Smart Guide. Yeah, first thing I did was I cruised through it looking for dive sites that I've dove at, and I wish I would have had that back then.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, this Reef Smart Guide, reefsmartguides.com, I think I got the website right, but they do these 3D renderings of all the popular dive sites in different areas, and their latest release was Bonaire. You got one of the first copies, so it got delivered to you last week. Hey, quit hitting stuff. Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you?
Got delivered to me just before Christmas, so it worked out just right.
Yeah, good. So you got it in time for Christmas. Good on those guys for doing that. Who was banging on stuff? Who was that? Is anybody going to fess up and admit it was them?
I'm innocent this time.
Who was it?
I'm innocent, too.
So people are banging on things.
There's nobody innocent
it's
in that show.
It's not me. Yeah. I'm working on something else.
It's got to be Vinny, then. He's the only one that...
No, it was Barry. Up. He's working on something. You're not supposed to work on stuff while you're on the air with us there, Barry. Come on. What the heck's wrong
I'm
with
sorry.
You?
I'm sorry.
Shame on you, Barry.
Yeah, that's all right. Sorry about that, Dave.
I'm going to call Aquaman.
Yeah. Well, but as far as the ReSmart guide, you've kind of thumbed through it, and you're like, hey, I remember that site. Do you like the 3D renderings of the site?
The Thousand Steps dive site, the Helma Hooker, Mike's Beach Resort, the dock there. Buddy's Dive Resort, the dock off of Buddy's. That was a good one. Dive.
Yeah. Okay. So, did you go to Bonaire this past year, or was it longer than that?
It's been longer than that.
Longer than that. What was your favorite dive of 2018? You figure. I assume you've been out there doing a little bit of diving, haven't you?
Yeah. I have. Besides diving at the aquarium
in Oregon. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the aquarium dive itself, I may make many times every third Saturday at the aquarium. But feeding the wolf was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. They come right up to you like puppy dogs.
Yeah, all the critters in the aquarium come up to you. Huh? All right, because they think you're going to feed them, I would assume.
Because they do. They get fed, so we've got to be careful because they notoriously have crappy eyesight.
Crappy eyesight. Hey, can we eat that thing? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and they like crushing shells, so watch your fingers.
Okay, well, that sounds just awesome. Thanks for that, Dave. Get back in there.
Make
Facebook
sure you secure all your hoses.
Yeah, you know that's something to. There's something to be said for that. I saw a video pop up on my Facebook feed this week of this lady who shared this video of her having a swimming encounter with killer whales. This thing did go viral. I want to say it was South Africa or Australia or someplace. But she was out swimming in the ocean, like distance swimming or something. And three killer whales swam up to her. And like the video caption is like magical moments spent with killer whales. You know, it changed her life and all this kind of stuff. And I watched the
Free
video.
Willy.
Yeah, I watched the video, and I'm looking at the video, and you see, you know, it's like a big mother whale and maybe two smaller killer whales, right? So it's probably mom and her two kids, and they see this lady swimming out in the ocean, and they swim up next to her and kind of check her out and look at her, and then the baby swims up next to her, and then the other one, they all, like, eyeball her.
They're going, "You guys hungry?"
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. She's thinking this is the most ultimate experience she's had with killer whales. And
the killer whales are going, "This is the most ultimate experience I've had with a dumb human, a defenseless human.
It's an appetizer."
Hey, there they are. I hear them now. I hear them. Look, see? There they are. Stop that. What is wrong with you? I'm trying to tell a story. No, I they're trying to add, you know, some whale effects. That's nice.
Who is that?
Those were the killer whales making that.
No, record. I know, but who was doing that?
Oh, that was
wasn't me. I'd never do nothing like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Jerry the Diver guy being creative. God bless him. But yeah, you know, I look at the video and what I see, and it's all in the eyes of the beholder, I guess, is that these killer whales are looking at her like, can we eat them? I don't know. Jerry, you're checking her out. Is there enough meat on that bone to fit? Nah. Hey, Dave, what do you think? Come over here. Check us out. Can we eat it?
Too lean.
And then they, you know, they take their turn eyeballing her, swimming right up next to her. And then they like, it's not going to be worth it.
I just had a swimmer an hour ago. I'm not hungry.
Exactly. And then they all swim off. Now, she feels that she had the best experience in her life being able to swim with killer whales.
Yeah, she was spared.
Yeah, but I'm not convinced that they weren't thinking like, well, can we eat it or can we not eat it? I mean, because I had an experience in the Galapagos.
Oh, they definitely could. It's just a matter of did they want to or not.
Well, exactly. I mean, I saw a pod of killer whales in the Galapagos playing with a a sea lion like it was a cat toy, and they'd catch it and let it go and play it, but they didn't eat it because they're like, I guess they assumed it was too small. I may be like eating like an almond or something, like a little peanut.
They're high in cholesterol.
Maybe they are. I don't know, but yeah. They're not worth the energy to expound to eat them. There's none of
purely a training exercise.
Yeah, I don't know.
They are the beholder. Wolf of the sea.
Yeah, they are. They are the wolf of the sea. But she thought it was just a great experience. I thought she was lucky to not turn into dinner. But whatever. Yeah, to each his own. All right, more reflections on 2018 and your diving resolutions, plus the Dive God and Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine threatening to join us an hour or two as well. That's all coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
You're hot to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not in one. Yeah, we love you. Down in the fire.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.